Will Britain break up? On 31st January 2020, Britain left the EU. Now the union between the nations of the UK is looking fragile. Part 1. What's in a name?
What is the correct name of the large, triangular island just north of France? Some people say England, some Britain, some Great Britain, or even the United Kingdom. All are correct in some way. If you're confused, don't worry. So are many British people. What kind of nation cannot even decide on its name? The rationale for it all goes like this.
England.
England is the biggest and most populous nation on the island. Historically, the English had a nasty habit of visiting other parts of the island with an army, and also the neighbouring island of Ireland, and, to be honest, much of the rest of the world as well.
Great Britain.
Contrary to what some think, Great Britain and Britain are not interchangeable, nor is great a declaration of national excellence. Great Britain is just the geographical name of the island where England, Scotland, and Wales are located. The Romans first called it that to differentiate it from the other place they called Britannia, today's Brittany in France. So, in fact, Great Britain is smaller than Britain.
Britain.
Britain is a political entity comprising the nations of England, Scotland, and Wales, but also Northern Ireland, which Britain retained when the Irish took back control of their island a century ago. Foreigners often incorrectly use England for Britain and vice versa. So do the English sometimes. The Scottish, Welsh, and Irish do not.
The United Kingdom.
The full name is, in fact, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, which highlights Britain's status as a monarchy. So if Britain became a republic, the UK would simply cease to exist. Yet if Britain breaks up, the UK could, in theory, continue if each country chose to keep the monarchy. But in a few years, will Britain even exist? Part 2. Pride of Scotland.
After America's Stars and Stripes, Britain's Union Jack is probably the most recognizable flag design in the world. It combines England's red on white cross with the Scottish white on blue X-shaped saltire and the red on white saltire that Ireland had at that time. It's a seriously cool design. But it may not exist for much longer. Today, many Scots are opposed to the union that was established between them and England in 1707. That union came about because Scotland's nobles had bankrupted themselves trying to create a colony in modern-day Panama. Their plan had been to establish control over the shortest Pacific Atlantic trade route, which was a good idea, but nobody told them about the mosquitoes. Ruined, they voted in favor of a union with England in return for financial aid, and the ordinary Scots never forgave them. Britain may have been a great economic and political success for all concerned, but Scottish pride has always resisted government from London. There was a referendum on Scottish independence in 2014, in which 55% of Scots voted to remain in Britain. But a critical argument then was that an independent Scotland would not be in the EU. At the time, Brussels, hoping to discourage independence movements in Spain and elsewhere, suggested that reintegration would be difficult. Many Scots, whose sense of connection to Europe goes back centuries to the old alliance between themselves and France, against the English, were understandably hesitant. Then, just 2 years later, Brexit happened. Worse, this was an English choice because Scotland voted heavily in favor of remaining in the EU. Naturally, most Scots feel there should therefore be a second independence referendum, and many polls suggest the result today could be different. The problem is that a referendum must be legally sanctioned by the government in London. The strategy of Prime Minister Boris Johnson, an Englishman and leader of the Brexit campaign, is simply to refuse to give another referendum. That refusal is only exacerbating Scottish pro-independence feeling. 70% of under-35s are now in favor of independence, but many older Scots are still pro-union on economic grounds. If Brexit turns out to be an economic disaster, the same thing that brought Scotland into Britain could take it back out again.